From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Julia Caulfield with this news. The University of Alaska Board of Regents meets today in Anchorage to vote on the university budget and proposed tuition increases. Today's agenda includes the approval of the university's budget for the next fiscal year. The proposed budget is just under $920 million. About a third of that would come from the state. That's a significant increase in state funding from the previous budget. State funding to the university has declined by about $60 million since 2014, forcing cutbacks in academic programming, faculty, and staff across campuses. Regents will also consider a request for $50 million from the state to address the university's deferred maintenance backlog. A 10% tuition increase over the next 2 years is also on the table. Regents will decide whether to raise tuition at most campuses by 5% in both the 2019 and 2020 academic years. Tuition at Kodiak College and Prince William Sound College would increase by nearly twice as much in order to even out tuition rates across the state. UA President Jim Johnson will also present on Phase 3 of Strategic Pathways, the university's comprehensive cost-cutting plan. Regents will also receive an update on how the university has improved its response to sexual harassment and assault allegations. The board meeting is being live-streamed online. The state of Alaska is siding with interests from China on a long-sought pipeline to move natural gas from the North Slope to Asia. Governor Bill Walker signed an agreement Thursday in Beijing with Sinopec, China Investment Corp., and the Bank of China. It does not guarantee a pipeline will be built, but it gives the lingering liquefied natural gas project a jolt of life. And the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch for Friday. Up to 6 inches of snow are expected to fall throughout the day and may affect traffic. Meteorologist Nicole Farron says clear skies should last through Thursday, but beginning Friday, heavy snow is possible.
And it being the first snowfall of the year for here in Juneau will likely make it more impactful than it would be, say, if this was happening in the middle of winter. Definitely want people to be more cautious when they're out and about.
The front will travel from the northern Gulf first, where there's already an advisory for Yakutat. The front will then come down the icy Strait corridor, making its way down the coast. Accumulation is expected to begin about noon Friday, with the majority of its occurrence during the evening. Farron says you can expect the snow to stick around.
We actually go right back into a cold and clear northerly outflow pattern. Imagine the snowpack that does happen will harden up pretty quickly and become that rock solid with those really cold temperatures.
The winter storm watch begins at 6 a.m. and will last through Friday evening. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Julia Caulfield.